Today we'll be doing the 25th paragraph in the second mamar. Hanaviim v'hatzadiga masher milifanim shereiyasam asher uba or yekaras Hashem b'hadar geono hayasar reiyam miforeshes. The neviim and tzadikim of earlier generations, where they were able to see and to comprehend the light of Hashem and the greatness of his stature, they were able to see things clearly. Mepenei she'or rav hayashor aleihem his galus rabban his galulahem, because this great light ensconced them and they were able to see Hakadosh Baruch Hu clearly. Yachlu lo mashira chadash ulevayr ben beruach hakodesh shechufif al divrehem es asher ra'u v'shibichu as hadar geono v'hilalu es teferes yikar gad luso zekeili v'anvehu. So they were able to see Hashem clearly, and therefore they were able to express, to express their shira in a very clear fashion. Misharoa is a madriga shel kedusha b'riya berura ad sheyachol omar zeh v'yodea mahu roeh oz v'anvehu yachol lefa'arehu l'shabecheu b'shira chadasha. If you are able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu so clearly because of the level that you're on, because of the inspiration that you have, then you are zochet to be able to sing a shira chadasha. But in contrast to our lowly generation, where our ability to see and to connect to Hashem is so minimal, where it's just a small sense of that passion and that desire to connect to Him, where we really can't say specifically that we see Hashem, and certainly not in Chutz La'aretz, even in Eretz Yisrael, which normally allows us to see Hashem more clearly, that even that component is lacking for us. There's no way for us to sing those new shiros that they sang back in the day, shiros of Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah, songs of Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah. We can only go back to those shiros that were sung by the earlier generations. With those shirots, we're able to complete or able to fully appreciate and sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. We can awaken our aspect of Nevuah that is within us. And as a result, that spark of Nevuah within us will be uncovered. Even though we're not making up new words of a shira, we're just saying the old shiros from the earlier generations, but it's new for us. Or we're given a new sense of passion, a new sense of inspiration to connect to Hashem. So, for example, let's say you have a person who's short, and the person is not able to fully appreciate all of his surroundings. Let's say he sees something white over here, and something green over there, and something black over there. Someone who has much better sight than he does, comes and says, the white represents the king's palace. And then the green is the king's garden, his orchard. Then the guy who's short says, see how beautiful the palace and the garden is. And the black represents all the other officers of the king. And it appears to me that the glory of his malchus is also emanating from them. And he is overtaken with passion over the greatness and the grandeur, and he's overtaken with awe of this king. This is talking about a person who can't fully appreciate it, but someone told him, someone's telling him what exactly is going on. But if you can't see anything, or if your eyes are completely shut, so then even the guy who can see, what use is it if you're not paying attention? So it's important for a person to be able to appreciate, to understand that even if you physically can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have to go back to the words of the earlier generations, the shiros that they wrote, which will help us be able to connect to Hashem in a more effective manner. So we'll stop it for now, and we'll pick up with the 26th paragraph tomorrow.